Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Rush Hour. We're on from 5:30 till 7. Love to have you on board. Until then, beautiful day. Best city in the world. Yeah, lock it in and write it down now. Best city in the world. And one man that's joining me once again. He's a superstar. He's loved. He's beloved. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got a little child. He plays cricket at Stansbury. He loves a grog. He loves celebrating with just his jocks on. Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, Bernie. Welcome, mate.
Oh, thank you, Jars. That's the best intro I think I've ever had. You got my name right, and you said good afternoon. Well done.
Thanks, Bern. How was your day, champ?
Good, actually. Did a bit of promotion today for the T20 Women's World Cup coming up. So did a bit of amazing race style. So we had had to work out clues. We went all over the city, and it was a lot of fun.
Busy?
I've been very busy today,
been
mate.
Been busy all over our beautiful city. Love it. Love
good.
Hey, Bern. You won, how many premierships did you win as a player, footy player?
Senior premierships as a footballer, one.
One.
One? Only one. Only
is that
one.
It?
Yeah, when I was 17 too, Jars. Yeah, I
drought.
School. Yeah, absolute drought. I've won a few cricket premierships though.
Oh, but it's football I'm talking about.
No, I wanted to bring up something. I had won, Jars, a few times.
So, no brownie points, but Kansas City head coach, Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this, and this is brownie points.
I didn't really sleep last night, but I didn't spend it with a trophy. Well, I did. I spent it with my trophy wife. How's that?
He's a character, isn't he? He's the
same
bloke was going to eat a big double cheeseburger yesterday.
He would have had a few last night.
Oh, wouldn't he?
So there you go. He's still celebrating. He's been there 20 years in that franchise. Is it 20 years he's been there?
Seven as head coach.
Seven as head coach. So no wonder he's beloved out there. But anyway, who's on the show, Bert?
Big show. We're going to talk Ollie Wines. Big injury news coming out of Port Adelaide. And it's that bloody shoulder again. I think it's the other one, though, this time. But bad. He's had some bad luck, hasn't he, Ollie Wines? We've got Burns beef. I'm not happy about something again, Jars. I haven't even told you yet, so be careful.
Right you are.
Because it was about you last week.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to New South Wales Origin coach Brad Fittler, who's in town
Freddy.
At the moment promoting. There's a game in Adelaide coming up. And also the T20 and one day squads that are touring South Africa have been named. So we're going to dissect them and see who's in and out and who should be there and who shouldn't be there. So some big calls there made. And that's the show.
Good stuff.
Bernie and Jars. Bernie is Bernie Vince, of course. Jars, Andrew Jarman. It's the Rush Hour between 5:30 and 7 on 104.7 Triple M. Bernie Fittler's on the show a little later after 6 o'clock. State of Origin date for the Adelaide game was announced today. So big news if you're an NRL fan. Coming up soon with the Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Bernardi, Port Adelaide and Ollie Wines can't take a trick at the moment. He's had a horrible 12 months. Young Ollie Wines, as we know, he's been dumped from the captaincy. He had the, what did he do? He did a shoulder, water skiing. He had his ankle. He's broken a thumb. Well, obviously, last Wednesday, hurt himself at training. Here is football manager from the Port Adelaide Football Club, Chrissy Davies, telling us how Ollie injured his shoulder.
Last Wednesday at training, just leant down for a ball, basically diving for a ball, and we had a player on the opposing team in our match simulation do the same thing and just landed on it. So a slight dislocation that's obviously meant that Ollie's had to have surgery yesterday, which has been successful to stabilise the joint. A ladder J type surgery that would suggest that he's going to be out, you know, for the early part of the season. Obviously had similar type surgery at the same time last year, so I'd imagine that he's back around about the same time. Round three or four, but right now, obviously the most important part is to get him back into training at an appropriate time where he can start to do some contact work close to when the season starts.
Dr. Bernie Vince, you've had two shoulder surgeries. You're the expert. Will he be back by round one or two, knowing that round two is the showdown?
Nah, he won't be back, Jars. I've had both shoulders done, recon, after popping him out, and I don't think he can even do contact until after 2 months, so... When you start contact, it's really real intro contact. So you do that for another month and you're not doing full contact till sort of three and a half months. So he's going to miss a large chunk of that first half of the season. We probably won't see him playing at AFL level at least, because then we have to get match fit and get himself right. And he hasn't had the best season last year. Mm. So, I mean, yeah, then it becomes a selection thing, doesn't it? How long he has to play at Port Adelaide before he gets into the power team. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough road back again. But it's shocking luck. It's not his fault, no. Is it? It's no, just one of those things.
He matched him.
Mm. Do you think he's in the Port Adelaide's best 22?
Oh, absolutely. And prior to being injured last Wednesday, and we only found out last night, so Port Adelaide kept that very quiet, and that's up to them. But again, big loss for Port Adelaide. Prior to that, he was having a fantastic preseason, talking to a couple of his teammates around the traps at Henley, flying. Yeah. And, you know, Ollie's a very proud footballer, but that's a big loss for Port Adelaide. I reckon that's derailed his season. That's going to derail his season. You know his genetics. Yep. And he's going to sit in the gym. He puts on weight quickly because that's the size of the young man. It's a huge loss to their midfield program. And I've heard they've said, oh, we can replace him. You can't replace Ollie Wines.
No,
you can't. Don't patronise the fans.
No.
You can't replace him.
No.
Is that fair?
No, it's fair. 100% fair. How are you going to replace him? Who with?
Damn good question. So does that mean Sal Palpepa goes back in, Sammy, goes back into the midfield to replace that? No, that he's going to play up forward as a defensive forward.
Well, it does change the thinking because Port Adelaide have come out and said that he's going to play more forward, but he's going to have to go in there now because they'll miss that bull, that grunt around the footy. Mm. So he's going to have to go back in there, but he plays well in there as well. So that's okay. But
I know.
In terms of getting back to Ollie Wines' season being derailed, you can't miss large chunks this late in the preseason or the build up to a season and expect to play well straight away. So he's going to have to build his fitness back up, although you can run after not long, but it's still that's that impact of when you land, it jolts your shoulder around. So
and do you lose your confidence, Boone?
Not so much confidence. You get that back when you start hitting back. But you lose confidence naturally when you miss footy, don't you, Just? Because you're not playing and you're seeing your teammates play. You're seeing other guys take your spot. You start doubting yourself.
Yep.
You want to get out there. So there's all those emotional things that come into play as well. So, big road, tough road back now for Ollie Wines.
And he'll have to do too many pre-seasons throughout the year, won't he,
to try and catch up?
Because
he'll have to. Because you know what happens after that once you're back? Soft tissues start coming in because you haven't done the work that the others have done. So, I mean, they're going to have to be very careful with him. As you said, he is a heavy player and he needs the work in his legs to play at the highest level. And
it's a big loss.
From all reports, as you said, he was going very well. So, very disappointing and unlucky, very unlucky.
So, why would Chris Davies come out and say he could be available round two?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's not a full recon, but that's the only way I can see that it's not because that's a three-month injury.
Burns Beef is coming up next. He's holding his cards very close to his chest at the moment.
Look out.
Oh, dear.
Right after this with the Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars, 104.7 Triple M.
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
All right, champ. What do you got this week?
Now. Okay. This has just been a build-up over time, and now we've only been on air. This is our third week,
Ben, correct.
You are making too many mistakes. You're making too many. I just need you to play this so you can hear something.
Celeb of Moana. G'day, mate.
Yeah, it's Caleb.
How's it going, boys?
Good. Hi, Caleb. Just hold there for one moment.
Are you Celeb or Caleb?
Caleb.
Have you ever heard someone called Celeb? Except for yourself. On E! News, maybe.
Now, Celeb, you want to talk about Bryce Gibbs?
Caleb!
Let's go to Alan of Port Wakefield. G'day, Alan.
How are you?
I think it's Alan.
What challenges are ahead for the V8s this year, James? Garth?
Getting my name right would be a good start. But,
G'day, Lobes. Sorry about the other night.
Yeah, you're not too good with names, eh, mate?
Oh, I went through the whole side before I got to you.
I can understand Tommy Jonas, but Homshy, I look nothing like Homshy, so.
Jazz.
Who calls their kid Celeb? Read whose name it is.
But I will let you off.
Why?
Because that was a montage over the 6 months previous on the Rush Hour. So I will let you off.
That was my old life.
Yeah, your old life. Now, I thought you'd changed, but...
Oh, no.
Are we a morning or an afternoon show?
We're an afternoon show, Ben.
Murph.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody.
You had all day to think about your intro, and you started with good morning. And we're on 5:30 till 7. It's after lunch. You get a long time to think about these things. You tell me to do my homework.
Do your bloody homework. It's not that hard, AM or PM.
Right.
Jeez.
Now, you never have been great with your news, you know. You've got to drop your mail.
Well, my mail bag. Yeah.
It's not great anyway.
Oh, hang on.
But then this happened yesterday.
I'm hearing a little bit of a whisper around the traps that if Jamie Siddons decides to step down and walk away forever, Cameron Smith, the Victorian, could be tapped and approached to take over the cricket program here in South Australia.
Okay.
Is that Cameron Smith?
It's not Cameron Smith, is it?
He's a golfer and a rugby league
What's
player.
What's Smith from bloody Victoria? The cricketer that came in our program.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it's not Cameron.
That's good, mate. Steve Smith used to captain Australia.
Jeez, what's his name?
It's not Cameron Smith.
Oh, no. The Victorian that played for the Renegades and the Melbourne Stars.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that Smith that played for us for two games.
You played Cameron White.
Cameron White.
Oh, no.
You idiot. Stop it. Oh,
Jazz.
What?
Jazz.
We were on air then. That wasn't our pre-bloody show meeting. We were on air. That's embarrassing for me and you because I'm a part of this.
You didn't help me at all.
Well, I was thinking of someone called Smith. My bloody what?
Now, how long have you known me for? How long have you known me for?
Since you first arrived at the Adelaide Crows.
Well, yes, and that's nearly 20 years ago.
Yes.
How many times have you got my name wrong, do you think, mate?
Oh, no,
at least 6 or 7 times you've called me Louie, Bluey, bloody Stewie, Huey, Louie. And then you go and do this yesterday. After calling Cam Smith, you do this.
The big G, Nathan G, said, yeah, but less actual cricketers, keep it to footballers only, Blue.
Yeah, I don't mind
Burn.
That.
Burn.
Yeah, I'm Burn, actually.
I'm fatigued.
My name is Bernie! Bernie Vince, in fact! Get it right, I'll work with you!
Oh, jeepers, you can't even get my name right.
I apologised.
What?
Stop it.
And then...
Oh, there's more.
You go and do this bloody head-wobbling event for the 36ers where... You think I won't be listening. You think I'm not there. But I'm always there. Be careful. You go and do this.
Okay, on behalf of the 36ers and Triple M, thank you for joining us this morning. Have a great day. Good luck to the boys for the remaining 2 games, and we'll see you next year. And you'll see us at 5:30 tonight, Joey, Jars and Bernie. But they've changed it to Bernie and Jars.
It was never Jars and Bernie. It's always been Bernie and Jars. There's no bloody iron team, you head wobbling knob. I'm with Bluey. You're a knob until you get my name right. I cannot work with you on the outs.
That's a tirade.
I got my good mate and a much loved South Australian, Bernie Vince. Bern, how are you, my friend?
Very good, thanks. Just trying to get my voice back a little bit after firing up at you, but okay now.
That was a fair whack.
I had to get it off my chest. It's been burning at me a little bit.
Burning, has it?
Yeah, pardon the pun.
Oh, dear. Djokovic, Novak Djokovic, yeah. Is he burning?
He's burning. He should be on. He should be burnt. Tell you what, we spoke about this yesterday. He's touched the umpire. Mm. You cannot touch a ref, an umpire in any sport.
Yes, sir.
And now this was his comeback yesterday, or his response.
In a professional sport, things happen that you obviously you're not proud of, and sometimes you do things that you're not happy with, and you know, you go through different emotions, you go through ups and downs, and of course I'm not happy that I touched the chair umpire. I'm sorry if I offended him or anybody else.
Don't laugh.
Don't laugh.
That's not a laughing matter, Burn.
It's not funny at all. Notice no one else laughed. If you're not proud and you do something that you're not proud of and you're not happy with in football, generally get suspended. Mm. He needs to be suspended.
Right.
They need to make a presence. I'm sick of people. I'm sick of especially tennis players touching the ref or hitting. One bloke was hitting the ref chair with his racket.
Yeah, he did too. Yeah.
You can't do that.
No. And the
Stamp
abuse they cop.
Yeah,
I'm
they
with
cop
you,
it.
Burn. Yep. Yep. Give them a, but look, they'll look into it, but there's been no
they
news at the
anything.
Moment.
They won't do anything.
All right. Ollie Wines.
Yeah, well.
Big blow.
Big blow. So last Wednesday, he's popped his shoulder out. So went in for a labrum repair, which, that's about a 3 month injury for mine.
Yep.
Unless it's a bit, unless they did something else. But if he's popped his shoulder and had full labrum repair, that's a 3 month injury. So they're saying he's in doubt for, you know, possibly round one or two. I'm thinking it's more like round seven or eight. So you will wait and see, Jars, and see who's right.
Yep, yep. Well, here's Chrissy Davies, Port Adelaide footy manager.
Last Wednesday at training, just leant down for a ball, basically diving for a ball, and we had a player on the opposing team in our match simulation do the same thing and just landed on it. So a slight dislocation that's obviously meant that Ollie's had to have surgery yesterday, which has been successful to stabilise the joint. A ladder J type surgery that would suggest that he's going to be out, you know, for the early part of the season. Obviously had similar type surgery at the same time last year, so I'd imagine that he's back around about the same time, you know, round three or four. But right now, obviously the most important part is to get him back into training at an appropriate time where he can start to do some contact work close to when the season starts.
Yeah, I think that's a massive loss for Port Adelaide, Byrne.
Huge,
I don't think he'll come back as good as he would have if he wasn't injured, because he had a fantastic pre-season from the intel we received. I reckon you've got to write the year off for Ollie. I know it's a big call, but, mate, he's got to do two pre-seasons, mini-meet pre-seasons, to get back to even his best.
Yeah, it's not just about getting. He said like he could be available around three or four. It's not just being available then. You've got to be informed.
Cherry
to play
right.
At AFL level. Cherry right, flying, informed, fit. So that's 3 months as majors. All of a sudden, that's getting towards, you know, round six, seven, eight, and then you got to get in good form in the SANFL, and then, I don't know, depending on how Port Adelaide are going, it might be tough for him. But I wish him good luck, because he's, that's just
quality
bad luck. It's just a, training mishap.
Brad Fittler coming up next. Name game, though. How about this? Rush hour.
Yeah.
Ruined it for breakfast in bed together these days. Yeah, the name game tomorrow is worth $1,000. What we're going to do is every day at 6 o'clock, we're going to give a clue. We're essentially going to give you the name that they'll be calling out tomorrow.
Okay.
The idea is that if it's your name or you know someone whose name has the same name, you let them know so they can call up and win $1,000 tomorrow. All right, Charles, you got a clue for us?
He's loved by every man in Australia. He's like a godfather to us. Mm-hmm. He's the tall man. All right.
Yeah. You don't even need to say his name,
the
do you?
Tool man.
My father, is it?
Liam Neeson.
It's not your dad, Tom. That was yesterday. So, family, the tall man.
All right, that's tomorrow. Thanks to Automaster. 7 o'clock in the morning. If your name is blah, 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 the tall man. $1,000 if you get through, okay? And we do the name game twice a day with Ruined It's for Breakfast. 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And all you need to win is to have a name. Brad Fittler next. Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Jars, our next guest, New South Wales coach, or NRL coach, State of Origin coach, Brad Fittler was meant to come on, but I think he may have fallen asleep.
Oh,
he's not answering.
Has he snubbed us?
We might have snubbed us over here. Obviously, the Adelaide game, Origin game this year coming up, but not there.
Well, talking about someone falling asleep, my friend. Let's go and look at the Super Bowl last night. I tell you, now I don't know if you've read up on this, family, but there was a bloke who fell asleep through the Super Bowl. Now, he paid $10,000 for his seat.
It was
he'd nodded off start of the first quarter. There's a photo of him. He was out like a light, right? Arms folded, legs crossed, mouth open, asleep. Asleep.
No, 10
the
grand.
World is watching the Super Bowl, and there's a bloke that paid $10,000 for his seat.
No.
And they're all up and about screaming, and there he was, out like a light. He must have had a big night the night before, Byrne.
Did he wake up? Because it was an exciting finish.
Well, I haven't got that report, but who would fall asleep? Actually, he's a 51-year-old. His name's Declan Kelly.
Declan
Kelly. So it's gone viral worldwide.
Oh, wow.
How do you fall asleep at the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know why? Because there's too many stoppages in that game. I'm with him. I'm bringing a pillow if I go to one of those games next, because I need a sleep. The amount of times, I tell you what, they get a lot of money.
Is the game still playing, do you know?
Is it finished?
But it got me thinking about a story. Can I tell you and the family?
Yes, please.
Now, I did the same thing.
Oh, no.
Now, back in 1984, November the 30th.
Wasn't born yet.
Mugga, Chook, and myself. Went to a concert at Memorial Drive.
These are humans?
Now,
all the pets.
Don't, they're my mates.
Mugga, Chook and what?
And myself, yep. All three of us went to a Deep Purple concert, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we were sitting in the Southern Stand back in the day, in 84, obviously before it got renoed or redone. And it was a great venue for a concert. And we had a couple of beers before we went in, but I was a bit tired because I'd played cricket all day that day. Mm. And I think I was out, you know, bowling all day and, you know, trying to take all the beers. Anyway, we got there. All right. Now, it was packed, Bern, and there was a lot of smoke in the air.
Smoke all right, on the water.
A different kind of smoke in the air back
oh,
then.
Oh, yeah, I see.
You're with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm picking up
a bit of that
down
gear.
There.
Bit of that gear that floats around the air, Burn.
Bit of the waft.
Now, obviously, I'm a non-smoker, never touched a damn thing, never touched drugs in my life.
Yep.
But I reckon there was that much gear that obviously went down my nostrils and
in. Bit of passive gear.
Bit of passive gear. Now, I sat in my seat with Mugger and Chook.
Oh, no.
In the Southern Stand, and like I said, I had a couple of beers. So looking forward to Deep Purple. Loved Ian Gillan. Love Ian Paice on the drums.
Yep.
Now this was the first song that I heard. Highway Star, great song. Now I heard that burn. Now when I woke up, this is what I heard. Right, Bert?
Yep,
that was the last song. That was the last song on the set list.
Oh, no. You missed
the whole set. I bloody dozed off.
Oh,
and we had bikies down around there throwing bottles and beer bottles. There was a big fight down, you know, around the bloody stadium there. Oh, honestly.
You know what I reckon the problem was?
What?
Your mate Mugga, Snugger and Pistol and Chook were smoking it right next to you.
Hopefully, we're going to get Brad Fittler soon with the rush hour.
Through the whole concert.
Wake up.
It's Bernie and Charles, 104.7, Triple M. Triple M's rush hour with Bernie and Charles. Bernie Vince, Andrew Charman, between 5:30 and 7 on the M's.
Jars, the T20 and one day international tour South Africa have been named.
Yeah.
A few South Australians in there. Alex Carey, obviously.
Absolutely.
Vice captain of the one day. Aaron Finch is captain of both.
Yes.
Kane Richardson made it, and Adam Zampa obviously is the leg spinner.
Yep.
Few omissions. No Stoinis.
Marcus Stoinis.
No Jono Wells, who we've all talked about him being one of the players of the tournament.
Yeah.
Or and just recently Stoinis was named the player of the tournament. You'd think they would get an opportunity in that side, wouldn't you?
Well, Marcus Stoinis has made 600 runs in the Big Bash competition, right? 600, leading run getter, had a magnificent start of the season. Yep. The last three appearances, he's been average, right? He's been, you know, he's been worked out. So for me, I'm not surprised he didn't get in because there's no spots for him, my friend. And I'll tell you why. He's not going to replace Aaron Finch and Dave Warner, is he?
Nope.
He's not going to replace Steve Smith.
No.
He's a top three batsman in T20 cricket. Marcus Stoinis, correct?
Yes.
He can't bat in the middle order because he averages about 15.
Yep.
All right, and he fiddles around, but when he opens, when the ball's coming at him with speed, he plays, you know, he's playing some good shots, all right?
So you're saying our top four is too good for him to fit him
There's no spot for him.
What about his bowling ability?
Well, he's not bowling because he's banged up. His shoulder's crook.
Yeah.
So
that's hurt him, hasn't it?
Absolutely. There's no spots for the one days. The one days, he's very slow in his batting, too slow. Yeah. But the T20, mate, he's found another gear. But you're not going to replace those three individuals. And Jono Wells, he's just stiff ass.
Well, he's a middle-order batsman.
He should be playing in that T20 side.
He's a finisher.
Mitch Marsh, he gets in.
Yeah, I can't. He had not a bad tournament, and he does bowl as well, which I think that's why he's in there. He's going to be the all-rounder.
And Matty Wade, you know, middle order, but he opens. But he's going to bat in the middle order.
Yeah.
You've got to pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. You've got to pick people in the right positions, Judge. You can't just have the best team.
Glenn Maxwell, about time.
Yeah, well, how was he not in the side?
He'll probably bat six.
Yeah, well, he'll probably have to.
And
at times he's
seven
for the Stars.
That's a strong side when you look at it.
That is a strong side. And he can bat at the top.
And Ashton Agar, I'm not convinced. I'm sorry.
I'm not either. The one I was, not convinced about. But they keep picking him.
So who replaces him then? Because you got to go spin.
That's a good question. Well, I think Maxwell can bowl spin for us and we play another batsman or another quick.
I like where you're going there.
Because he bowls as good as anyone. Mm. He opened the bowling at times to the stars. Yep. Why couldn't they do that?
Yep. And you know what? Good luck. Stoinis has had a ripping BBL series, don't get me wrong. And hopefully he'll play well in their finals and then maybe in the big game in the big finals. But he's had over 2,000 look at himself on the big screen. That didn't help his cause either.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what hasn't helped him either. I heard a rumour over here. You know what? He's a bit like Tex. They can't find a helmet to fit his head.
Jimmy Barnes working his class off on Triple M. It's the Rush Hour. Bernie and Charles. 104.7 Triple M.
Well.
Hey, the podcast drops at 7:05. I was just looking at your interview yesterday, the Andrew Jarman v. Malcolm Blight's confrontational interview yesterday, which turned out to be a love-in.
Well, it wasn't a confrontation.
It's getting some serious numbers. You are clickbait number one, Andrew Jarman. If you want to hear that interview, Andrew Jarman, Bernie Vince, and Malcolm Blight, it's seriously good.
Honestly, clickbait.
Clickbait.
That's what our producer Jared and our boss Maddie O'Reilly, who's never here, we never see him as a boss. They love clickbait, don't they?
Well, you are clickbait.
Anyway, let's talk some footy, Burn.
Big footy news out of Melbourne to start with. So we've known this for a little while. He's been training since the end of 2019 with the club, but made official this morning, Jars. Yeah. Harley Bennell has signed on as a supplements player. So he becomes part of the Melbourne Football Club list now. Only player, he's 27 years old. He's only played two games since 2015. Two games, and that's 5 years now, Jars.
Your football club has made a massive mistake, and I've got nothing against this young man, but that is a stupid decision by your football club.
No,
you've just said it then. He's played two games in 7 years on the list.
Five.
No, but
or
doesn't
five.
Matter. Jars, we pay the Melbourne Football Club
Ben,
paid
that
nothing
is a terrible
for
decision,
they
I'm sorry.
Him, they sign him up now. They'd have to trade for him. They pay him minimum wage. And it's a risk that I feel is worth taking for 12 months.
Well, it's a poor risk.
Otherwise, they leave the position open.
He's got no durability. Like I keep saying to you, and you're not listening, play in the state league for a year, then pick him up.
Yeah, and then
he's got to play at least 18 games of football. He's played no football in 5 years. We've hardly seen the lad, and we know he's a talent.
Worth picking him up now,
Jazz. That is a terrible decision by that football club.
You fight with every other club. Otherwise, if he plays well this year, they're like, oh,
pick someone that's got some durability. Pick someone that's been playing some serious state league footy, a good 25-year-old.
Well, I'm going to leave it there, but under Burgess, I think the Melbourne Football Club think they can get him right. So good luck to him anyway.
Do you want to have a bet? Do you want to have a bet? He will not play one game this year.
I've had four bets with you and you haven't paid any of them.
No. I'm serious. Let's just have a wager
on
it. Or whatever you want to do.
You shout me around a golf somewhere. Otherwise.
No, we'll go to Mount Lofty.
Oh, you get on for free, do you? Another one.
Yes.
Out of Melbourne land, but Bomber land now. Some surprise omissions from their leadership group. Names like Zach Merritt, who captained the football club, remember, five times last year when Dyson Heppel was out. And also Joe Danaher, who knows where his head's at. Yeah, he wanted out of the club. He's gone to Sydney. Yep. Well, he thought he was going there, told all his teammates, and
Dubai.
Then didn't go. So that's awkward.
Wanted to play soccer.
And the other one is Orazio Fantasia, who...
Has he been dumped?
From my knowledge, got voted in, but then said he didn't want to do it. And this is a football club that last year Michael Hurley stood down from being in the leadership group. No one wants to lead at this football club. What's going on?
Orazio, let's go back to him. Did he get dumped because he was linked to Port Adelaide, or there was some talk that he may go to Port Adelaide?
And my mail is he got voted in by the playing group, which they do, and he said he didn't want to go in. He declined the offer.
Wow.
So that's big. And that's with Michael Hurley pulling out last year.
Yep.
And others in the past have stood down.
So who's the new ones in Burn?
No, I don't know. I don't think they've named them yet.
They haven't announced their leadership group for 2020.
Who's out? So I'm going to have to do a little bit more homework on that one. But this is a football club that no one wants to lead.
Zach Merritt.
I find it hard to believe, especially Zach Merritt. He's a star of the competition.
He's a talent.
All Australian. Yeah. He captained this club five times last year and didn't get voted in by his
How do you rate Dyson Heppel as a captain?
I think he's okay.
Okay.
He's okay.
He's not a standout, is he?
Nah, he's not a standout. Mm. He wouldn't be in my top probably 10 captains.
Poor. Jeez, you've uncupped. You've let him hang out.
Well,
you let your boys out for a change. About time.
saying how I see it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I actually don't.
Well, I haven't really done my homework on that, but I
think it's affected his performance. Prior to that, he was number top three player in the comp.
Yeah,
but since he's taken over.
This football club went through a lot.
Oh,
as well,
absolutely, and you've got to commend him for that. I understand all that.
And he's done a pretty good job. But
right.
Who else would captain that football club, Jazz? You name a few.
I can't think of any, mate. Honestly,
there's no one.
I'm sorry.
I would name is maybe Michael Hurley, but he's still down from being in the leadership.
He doesn't
group.
Like all that publicity.
Kale Hooker, who's their other good players? Like they just lack a little bit of leadership.
Yep.
Dylan Shields is there at the moment. Maybe he's one that comes into the leadership group and potentially could skip it one day. But, Dyson Hebble's the man for the job at the moment.
Okay. Bern, good stuff. Just quickly, congratulations to Matty Duldig. He's the new Sample CEO, replacing Adam Kelly, who's now obviously going to the Adelaide Crows. So Matty Duldig's a ripping fella, and he'll do a terrific job for the Sample program. So well done and a great appointment.
Lawrence Moody. Mooney.
Who?
Lawrence. Oh, come on.
Now you're stuffing up names.
I'm going to have to beef you. I will beef you, Murph.
The radio icon stuffed up for a change.
Oh.
You guru.
So have I done a Jazz?
Well, you probably have. I've influenced you. He is funny too, the Moon Man.
Lawrence Mooney, of course, he plays Rudy. Why? Well, he's in the same room as Rudy Vanderstone, who's one of the meanest TV critics.
Isn't he?
He's on every Friday morning with Ruindus for breakfast.
Yeah.
And Big Mao, and he's famous for a whole bunch of fantastic comedian characters.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new show. It's called Beauty. It's live at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, Feb 14 to March 15, Royalty Theatre. You buy your tickets at FringeTix. We've got something to give away right now, 133353 here at Triple M. And
what?
You got some advice for someone very close to you coming up in a few moments, haven't
you? Yes, I need Bernie Vince's advice to a family member.
Oh, okay. So you're handballing.
And it's critical.
You're handballing this request to Bernie. Next on Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. You can call us anytime you like on 133353. We're on Twitter, all the social media platforms. The reason I mentioned
that. What have
you got? Well, I've got a tweet here. Hang on. Yeah. I've just got a punch in my code.
What you are. What's your code?
You know your code?
Yeah, I do.
Tinder
site. No. Ryan Dennis. He's loving the guts. Ryan Dennis is loving the guts out of Burn's segment. Bernie's beef, of course. 10 to 6. He's got fire up, Bernie. One of the best segments on radio listening to your blow-ups. Okay.
Well, so, there you go.
So if you missed Bernie's beef... it's going to be on the podcast, 7:05 that drops on the Rush Hour catch up. Make sure you have a listen to it then, okay?
Thanks, Ryan. I'm getting a little bit emotional there.
It's
touching. Jazz, we're ahead of the curve. 7:10 Eastern, this has dropped the Essendon Leadership Group, led by Dyson Hepple, Dylan Shields, who we mentioned anyway, David Zaharakis, and Michael Hurley's back in this year. So they will number up the leadership group with those other three coming out. So I thought I'd mention off the top, considering we touched on only about 10 minutes ago.
Head of the curve, you're
right. Aren't we? Always.
Jeez, well done. Just come in.
There we go. 7:10 Eastern, which is 5 minutes ago.
Now, you got a message as well, haven't you?
Now, my daughter Riley, who's a very good netball player, very proud of what she's achieving. Now, she loves the show and she's all over it. She does mentor me from time to time and tells me, pull your head in, Dad, calm down, don't be a wally. Yeah. 5:34 PM, I get a text message from Riley, Catherine Jarman. I got netball trials, Dad, and I'm very nervous. Need a pep talk. And I said, okay, love, what time are you trialing netball? And she said, in 15 minutes.
What? She knows you're on air, though.
And I said, be relaxed and enjoy the session. You're a Jarman. We thrive under pressure. That's Dad's delivery. But she said, I want to hear a message from Bern.
Oh, she wants something
from me.
Because
he's better. Yeah.
I'm better. Yes, that's
what have you got for her, mate?
Well, it's trials, is it?
It's just trials and, you know, it's
just relax. But you know what? Trials. Even though it's just trials, every other player is thinking it's just trials.
Oh, I like
it. So you know what?
Yeah.
Because everyone else is thinking that, hit some bodies, use some voice. This is your opportunity to get in the side permanently.
Oh, dear.
I want to see people hit the deck in trials. God. I want to hear her yelling out from behind, setting up once the ball's out of her area.
She plays wing defense.
I want her to wear bright shoes.
Oh,
I want to tie her hair up with a big bright ribbon.
This is great.
You've got to stand out.
And the coach. Jazz,
I'm not. Trial games are there to get selected permanently. So don't treat them as a trial game like everyone else.
No.
Stand out.
Yeah. And is that what did? Is that when you what you did when you were trying to get in football sides?
Everything apart from the ribbon in my hair.
But I would. It's the Rush Hour. Bernie and Jars on Triple M. Bernie and Jars, Bernie Vince, Andrew Charman, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Let's talk to a rugby great. He snubbed us for the last hour or so, but he joins us. He's just got out of bed. The great Bradley Scott Fiddler, Freddie Fittler. G'day, Frederick.
Fellas, no one told me about the interview, and I just saw this number that I didn't recognise, and there was just no way I was picking it up. It just was not happening. But I'm so glad I did now. It's great to speak to you.
Good on you, Freddie.
Game one in Adelaide of the Origin this year, 3rd of June. Must be super excited to come over and perform. There'll be a sellout crowd because Adelaide get around their rugby over here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think the experience in Perth last year just, you know, gave us a lot of confidence in taking the game to other places. And it's really worked well in Melbourne. You can just see people are obviously with the Melbourne Storm, but just being educated over time about our game. And first time I played there, I remember no one made a noise. I didn't know what the hell was going on. But then we played there 2 years ago, and it was, you know, a brilliant experience. So, you know, I expect a bit of that from Adelaide as well. I don't know how much the majority of people know about rugby league, but mate, they'll see the passion straight away. It's an aggressive game. I think they'll love it.
Yeah, they'll get around it, mate. They love their origin over here. So the Queensland boys at the moment are on a pre-season camp. Six of them got stuck in a lift for a few hours today in 35-degree heat. You didn't set that up, did you? That
did
sounds
ya?
Like a bit of a Freddie sort of thing to do.
You tampered with the lift.
I have people in funny places, don't worry.
He did. I knew it.
That was sweltering.
I know the people at Otis Lift. You know, it's an Otis, one of the companies. It was only all their halves. It was, Corey Norman was there.
Yeah.
Cameron Munster was there.
Cameron Munster. A
couple of the guns.
Oh, yeah, Freddie. Bloody funny. Freddie, bringing the State of Origin to Adelaide for game one is to grow your code in South Australia. So it's a very good decision by your hierarchy over there in Sydney.
Yeah, it's got to look at the energy being put into Adelaide at the moment. You're rebuilding the casino. That's nearly finished. You've got three or four hotels on the run. Just being there today, we went out to Glenelg and had a beautiful breakfast. The city's just growing and, you know, really maturing. So I think this is one of those wonderful things where a lot of people will come from the east, whether they've been to Adelaide before, but they'll just get a great experience. They can shoot up to the Bross or head down to the coast. There's plenty to do. And I just think not only it works for Origin, but I think for Adelaide as well. Just showcase the state. And hopefully from there, then, just get more visitors.
I'll tell you what, he could get a job for Tourism SA. Oh, the way he just sold the state. How good was that?
Replace homes.
Homework. Yeah, well done. Hey, I want to ask you a bit of a personal question.
Oh, hello.
A cab driver once described you as the drunkest man alive.
Freddie.
I want to know, how are you going to celebrate if you get an Origin 3-peat? I want to hear this again.
You might have been tipsy.
But the problem was, instead of taking me home, he took me to a police station and I actually just went to sleep outside the police station because I was tired.
You nodded off. So, I went to sleep.
Yeah. I've got to say, it was his fault.
Well, Freddie, mate, we can't wait to see you. It will be sold out. You're playing on one of the best venues in Australia, Adelaide Oval, and it's going to be a marvellous night for us South Australians. And we look forward, first time in 40 years, State of Origin, Queensland v New South Wales. Thanks for joining us, Freddie, and we'll catch you soon, mate.
Yeah, look forward to it, fellas. Good on you.
Thanks, Freddie.
Brad Fittler, Rush Hour, Charles and Bernie, and Triple M.